Brazil's EV boom outpaces charging network. Brazil is experiencing a surge in its electric vehicle fleet, yet the charging network lags behind. This introduction follows the people and firms shaping the story, from Pedro Chan of Z-Electric to homeowners testing new rules for private charging in buildings. It explains how fast chargers save time, but cost a premium, how most charging points cluster in the southeast, and how safety standards for wall boxes and electrical capacity are being defined. It also outlines the drive by automakers, utilities, and developers and what these changes mean for drivers, the market, and Brazil's push toward cleaner mobility. Brazil's EV growth outpaces charging infrastructure, risking range anxiety. Public charging is mostly slow and clustered in the southeast, not along routes. Fast chargers are expensive, slowing investment in networks. Laws in Sao Paulo allow private building charging with strict safety and electrical rules. Analysts expect strong EV demand and big investment in charging, aided by fuel savings and incentives. Brazil's EV fleet grows 90% as charging network struggles to keep up charging gap. By the numbers, the electric vehicle EV fleet in Brazil has surged by about 90% over a recent period, while charging infrastructure has not kept pace. There is roughly one charging point for every 30 vehicles in the country. By comparison, China, the world's largest electrified fleet, has about 40 million electrified vehicles and roughly 16.7 million charging points, a ratio of about 1 point for every 2.3 vehicles. In Brazil, 80% of public charging points are in the southeast. Most charging sites operate as slow chargers, taking 1.5 to 2 hours to fully recharge a depleted battery. Fast chargers exist but are expensive, with price tags exceeding $500,000 per unit. Small stations commonly offer 2-4 outlets, while the largest can accommodate more than 30 simultaneously. The advantage of charging hubs is the potential for quick recharges in high traffic areas, contrasting with residential charging, which can take 6 to 12 hours. The difficulty in finding a charger on the route has been shown to dampen the appeal of pure electric cars for some drivers. Industry moves and consumer realities. Industry executives say the infrastructure lag helps explain why many buyers opt for vehicles with both electric and combustion capabilities. A regional executive notes that if a battery runs dry on a trip, the vehicle can switch to gasoline and continue. In Brazil, a local company, Z-Electric, has installed more than 2,500 charging points across 80 cities in 15 states, and its leadership sits on the board of the Brazilian Association of Electric Vehicles, ABVE. Consumer experience and costs. One business owner shared a personal example. She bought her first pure electric car in 2023, but switched to a hybrid last year. Her building has no charging facility, and management is evaluating requirements from safety authorities to install a charger, a process expected to cost between $15,000 and $20,000. She also lacks a charger at her workplace, so she relies on a nearby hotel charger, which she uses about once a week, taking roughly 1.5 hours each time. For those who do charge at public points, electricity can be cheaper than fuel. The same company notes that charging an EV fully costs around $40 and may provide autonomy of up to about 150 kilometers, depending on the model. Hybrids with smaller batteries have led the charging demand at many sites, a trend visible in recent months as gas prices rise. Outlook for 2030 and beyond. Analysts expect the EV market to stay strong in Brazil, driven by fuel savings and incentives such as tax exemptions in some states and, in Sao Paulo, exemption from the vehicle rotation scheme. A 2030 outlook from Bright Consulting projects about 1.4 million EVs and mild hybrids on Brazilian city streets, more than double today's approximate 628,000 electrified vehicles. This growth is expected to spur substantial funding for charging infrastructure, with estimates ranging up to $14 billion annually by 2030, according to researchers from Ascend Brasil and the Gigantes Elétricos Coalition. The broader electricity system could also benefit. McKinsey notes EV charging will add pressure to national electricity demand projected at about 3% by 2040, which could translate into roughly $10 billion in extra revenue for power distributors each year. Policy and safety. New rules in Sao Paulo industry and policymakers point to a mismatch between vehicle electrification and the safety and permitting processes for charging infrastructure. In Sao Paulo, officials enacted a law granting residents and businesses the right to install private EV charging in parking spaces, but not everyone can install freely. The measure follows a long public consultation that began with the fire department and later became national through a coalition of firefighting and building safety groups. Even with the rule in place, installation comes with rules. The process requires electrical system upgrades, and not all buildings can meet them. The rules cover ventilation and automatic fire suppression systems, among other safety measures. Key provisions ban the use of standard wall outlets for charging and require the use of wall-mounted charging units known as wall boxes. A dedicated electrical panel, protective devices to prevent shocks and fires, and wiring sized for the expected load are all required. Each project must include a technical report signed by an engineer and a study of the building's electrical capacity. Experts warn that the risk of fire rises when systems are overheated or improperly installed. Conclusion: Brazil's EV transition is accelerating, but the charging network must scale in step. The roughly 90% growth in the EV fleet has outpaced infrastructure, elevating concerns about range anxiety as public charging remains mostly slow and concentrated in the southeast. To sustain demand and accelerate cleaner mobility, coordinated action is needed to expand fast chargers, broaden private charging in buildings under clear safety standards, and streamline permitting processes, especially in city markets like São Paulo. Industry players, automakers, utilities, and developers, along with regulators and building managers, must align economics with user experience to unlock investments. Projections of about 1.4 million EVs and mild hybrids by 2030, and investments up to R$14 billion annually depend on this alignment, incentivizing fuel savings, reducing emissions, and generating new revenue for power distributors. In the near term, expanding access along major routes, reducing the cost gap for fast chargers, and improving grid readiness will be pivotal. The trajectory remains favorable, but success will require turning the current charging gap into a reliable, nationwide network that supports drivers across regions, not just in the southeast. Frequently asked questions: how fast is Brazil's EV fleet growing and what does that mean for charging access? The EV fleet grew about 90%. That growth outpaces charging. There is roughly one charging point for every 30 vehicles. Most chargers are slow, taking 1.5 to 2 hours to fill a dead battery. Where are most charging points in Brazil and how fast are they? About 80% of public charging points are in the southeast. Most are slow. Fast chargers exist but are costly and scarce. How does Brazil's charging network compare to China? China has 16.7 million charging points for 40 million electrified vehicles, about one charger per 2.3 vehicles. Brazil has roughly one charger for every 30 vehicles. What do Brazilian EV owners do given the charging gaps? Many drivers use hybrids or keep gas as a backup. Home charging isn't always available. People rely on hotels or nearby stations. Charging can be time-consuming. What is being done to expand the charging network in Brazil? Big investments are planned, up to about R$14 billion a year by 2030. Companies are expanding quickly, like Sea Electric and Volvo. São Paulo made rules for private charging in buildings. More fast chargers are coming in key routes.